Ufta Maragaisa, even the handle of the axe, the eat up, the wood eat up, and they have no hanor from this. Because even without hanor, they go and do damage. That's why people hate mice, rats, try and kill them. Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvar Meshachim Es Halimut. Five things will make you forget your learning. Ha'aycha Mima Shoich Lakvav. You eat something that the mice ate. It's no good. Or Mima Shoicha Chotl. Eat something that a cat ate from. It'll also make you forget your learning. V'yoichu Leiv Shobheim. If you eat the heart of an animal, even though it's kosher, you're allowed to, but it's kosher l'shicha to eat the heart of an animal. V'yoichu B'zeisim. If you eat a lot of olives, it's no good. That's why some people say it's supposed to be dipped into salt or into olive oil. You shouldn't eat olives, a lot of olives by itself. But if you ruggle bezeisim with olives, it also makes you forget your learning. If you drink the water, water that you use to wash yourself, or else, so you drink the leftover water, that's kosher l'shicha. When you wash your feet, you have your feet one on top of another, and that's the way you wash your feet. It's also bad. It's kosher l'shicha. The Yeshurim, some say, af ha-maniach kelev tachas mershoysev. If you put your clothing underneath your head, it's also kosher l'shicha. If you go to sleep at night, maybe your money is alright, but you shouldn't put your pants underneath your head. You shouldn't sleep with your pants under your head. It's no good to have your clothing under your pillow. Chamisha Devarim, five things, mashiv nes limud. Rabbi, it makes you better. It brings back the limud. Or on the side it says Yafa l'tamud ha'iyah. So the Gemara says Pas p'chomim v'chol shchein p'chom atzman. Chur, the Gemara says Lashon p'chom means coals, means bread that is baked on coals, and sure, if you eat the coals itself, doesn't make too much sense. So on the side Masurus HaShas says it means to say ho'eichol pas chitim v'eitzarach lam chitim atzman, means wheat. If you eat wheat bread, whole wheat bread, or if you eat the wheat itself, that will be meshiv, that will make you remember your learning. V'yoichol beitzim u'gelish, eat a round egg, which some say means a roasted egg. B'loy melech, without salt. V'yorogol b'shem and zayis, it's good to have a lot of olive oil. That's meshiv, you're learning. V'yorogol b'yayin, if you have a lot of wine, or v'samim, and with less spices. V'yashoysa mayim shel shira isa, if you drink the water from what a baker uses when left after he made the dough, he needs water to make the dough with, the leftover water after you made the dough, that's good for your learning. The Yeshurim, some say, af ha-toivel et pav-melech, if you dip your finger into salt, v'yoichel. I'm not sure what v'yoichel means. Question means when you eat the salt, not the time a person that eats. Maybe v'yoichel is a new thing. V'yoichel, a person that eats a lot. Some means v'yoichel, if you eat the salt. If you eat the salt, that's also good. Rogel v'shem and zayis, so somebody's used to eating olive oil, misal Rabbi Yechon, zarat Rabbi Yechon, never Rabbi Yechonim. Kishem shazayis meshachach limud, shel shivim shana, just like if you eat olives. It'll make you forget learning of 70 years. Kach shem and zayis olive oil, meshuv limu shoshim shana. It'll make you remember the learning of 70 years.
Harogel b'yayin of a shemen. If someone is used to drinking wine and some having smelling things like perfume, so that also makes you remember your learning. So Mar says in the Messiah le Rava, there's a proof to Rava. The Yomar Rava, the Rava says, chamra, wine, verechna, spices that smell good, good smelling things, tichim, makes you smart. So if you drink a lot of wine and have this besamim, they'll make you smart. They'll remind you again of the learning that you forgot. Then the atzvel et bob melech, it's good to dip your finger into salt. The omarash lokish will be atas, that you should only dip one finger into salt, not all your fingers. And kitanor really some atzvel tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda loymer achas v'loshtayim. You should only dip one finger into salt and eat from it, and not two fingers. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Shtayim, you're allowed to dip in two fingers into the salt, but V'loi Shol is not to have three fingers. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Kemitza. Remember, Kemitza, Rashi explains, that's the middle finger. So if you go like this, you put the thumb on the side, you only have four fingers standing up the same way. So you put down the middle one, comes out on one side, you have one, on the other side, you have two. That will remind you what the machlokes is. The machlokes is that one says only one finger, and one says two fingers. Because otherwise you may make a suffix whether one said two and one said three, you don't know where it is. So put this down and remember it's one against two. That's how you remember what the machlokes is. Now, asara devarim, there are 10 things, koshum b'limud. That is hard, means it will make you forget your learning. 10 things stay away from. That's a oiver tachas ha'after ha'gomel. If you walk underneath the saddle of a camel, the whole shechein tachas gomel atzma, for sure if you walk underneath a camel, which is one thing really, stay away, do not walk underneath a camel, not healthy. For your oiver ben shnei gemal, also if you walk in between two camels, don't walk in between two camels, don't take a walk with two camels. For your oiver ben shnei noshim, if a man walks in between two ladies, also it's kosher l'shicho, make you forget your learning. For your isha oiver ben shnei anoshim, and if a lady goes in between two men, so I'm not sure what it means. The chur still means for the men. It's bad for the men in such a case. I don't know if it means bad for the middle one, just for the lady, she'll forget her learning. I think it means even in such a case, it's also kosher l'shicha for the men. For your oiver mitachas reyach rash in the vela, somebody walks by the bad smell of a nevela. And for your oiver tachas hagesher, if you walk underneath this type of a bridge, a gesher, so ovru tacht of mayim mem yoim, that water did not flow underneath it for 40 days. It's like an old bridge. There's no water there. Don't walk over such a bridge. It's kosher l'shicha. V'yoichol pas shlegisho kol torkoi. If you eat bread that was not baked well enough, unbaked bread, it's kosher l'shicha. Not baked well, do not eat it. Be careful. V'yoichol bosa mezuama listerun. If you eat meat with the zuama listerun, that's like the ladle that they use to clean up the bottom of the pot. It takes out the dirt of the pot. Rashi learns zuam alistra means oisai kaf, that ladle, sheboikshin asagadero kori buhochi, ashem shemavirin azuma. It takes off the dirt from the pot. So do not eat with the ladle. So yashais, if somebody drinks... What? No, not the serving ladle. Serving ladle is okay. Right, so yashais, me'amas hamayim hozeris abeis hakvoris. You have a flow, a stream of water that goes through the cemetery, you should not drink from that water. If you drink from that water, it's kosher for learning. It'll make you forget your learning. You're not supposed to stare at a mace. Come on, if somebody was mace, well, you have to take care of him, do what you have to do, cover him, this, that, but you shouldn't just stand there and stare at a mace. If you stare at the face of a mace, it's kosher l'shicha. What? And interesting, some say, Yeah, right. Okay, it's even worse, you mean. Not only the shikha, right, he won't even be able to learn. It's hard, right? It won't go into your head, the learning. You have a hard head. The yeshimrim, af ha-kura ksav shagavi ha-kever. If you read the ksav on top of the matseva, if you read the ksav, you go through the basic verse, you want to read all the ksavim, that's also kosher l'shicha, the Gemara says. So it could be just to look what it says once, maybe it won't be so bad. The Gemara says, Mustafa Kerr, though, you read it. Before it says, Mustaka. Mustaka means you have to look with a real good stare, like a long time. But here it just says, Loshanaf HaKerr, just reading it. Right. Turn around on him. Kisha Nosi Nichnas, when the Nosi, he's the head position of Kla Yisrael, whether it's a Melech, or Nosi in Bob, or whatever it is, when he walks into the room, Kola Om Oimdim. Everybody has to stand up. Nobody can sit down until he, the Nasi, says, sit down. That's the covered, special covered you have to give the Nasi. What about Kishav Bezni, he's next in charge, the Av Bezni, the head of the Bezna Godel, Nichnas. Only two rows, one row here, one row there, has to stand up for him. Until he gets to his place. But you're not giving the same amount of respect that you give the Nasi. Kishachachachim Nichnas, Tama Big Tama Chachim walks in. Echad oimed v'yechad yoshev. As he walks along, this one stands up, and when he passes by, then he can sit down. Then the second one stands up. Hach yoshev b'mkoymei. We'll soon see this was a takana Rav Shimon Gamliel made. We'll soon see. What about v'nei chachomim v'tamid chachomim? The children of the big Talmud Chacham, or else Talmud Chacham means young Talmud Chacham. So it's like this. Bizman shirabim tzrichim lem. Let's say they're in the yeshiva. They're in shul. And the rabbi needs them. They have to have permission to leave. So then, Masiyah and Arosh Hayam, they have a right to go and walk over the heads of people, meaning, even though it's crowded and you have to walk through people, you're allowed to walk out. You have permission, they need you. What's going to be Yotzel Tzarech? Let's say he went out for a purpose. We're going to have to go to Beis HaKisei. So Yikonas V'yeshev Mkoyim, again, he has a right to walk back in and sit down in his place, even though it's crowded, you're making people move around. We'll soon see here you're allowed to go. We'll soon see when you're not allowed to. Now, b'nei Talmid Chachamim, the children of the Talmid Chachamim, shememun ma'avi and panas ha'tzibur, that the father has the position already. He's appointed, he has the position in the tzibur. So then it's like this. Bisman sheyesh lem das lishmoya, if the child is old enough to hear the drasha, to understand, see, even though really children only sit in the back, they don't sit up front, still this child, nichnosim v'yoshnuf me'avim, they have a right to come all the way up front and sit next to the father. V'yachareyim kalpiyam, to sit normal like everybody else, and his back is towards the am. Because he doesn't sit like his father, Mistama sits the Mizrach, facing the am. If he's old enough, has das, we don't want to sit there, he'll be too much of a bagaivinik already, if he sits up on Mizrach. Then his face should be facing the Oren, and his back is towards the Am. But what's going to be if he's so small? This man, Shem Lem Das Lishmoy, he doesn't even have Das till here the Drosh, he's only 5-6 years old. Then Nichnosim V'yeshtofnei Aviyem Upneim Kalpiyom, he has the right mamish to sit next to his father up by Mizrach with his face towards the Am. Then it won't affect him. He won't become, at 6 years old, he won't become a Bagayiv in the kid. Be hoarding. He won't be hoarding this. He won't have. Reb Lozo bar Reb Seder Goymer. After Beis Hamishta Oisim Oisa Slifim. Even when you go to a Chasma, Beis Hamishta also, you have to make the children of the Talmid Chachamim sit next to them. Give them the head table. To not put the kids all the way back on the children's table, but they go all the way up front on the head table. After Beis Hamishta Oisim Oisim Slifim. You have to make them a sniff like a branch. Rashi says, meaning, Shemashivin Oison, the Bitsar Hazakanim, Bithne Kovid Aviyim. Because of Kovid Aviyim, they also have the right to sit all the way up front. The Omaman, what did we just say before? Yotzu Lutzurich. The person goes out Lutzurich, so Nichnas, means he went to the Beis Akisei, it's not his fault, he has to go. He has the right to come all the way back into the shul, wherever they are, squeeze his way in, make everybody move aside for him to come back in. For Yashivim Kum, he has the right to come back to his first seat. He has to go for Merag Lion, for your night he has to. Then it's not his fault. That could happen often. So in the middle of the drush, you have to go out, you're allowed to, and then come back again. If you have to go for Gedolim, then you have no right to come back in. True, Avada, you have to go. You're allowed to go to Beis Akisei to ease yourself, but you can't come back in, make a big tumult, and come back into your seat. Why? Because Hevelele Mivdok Nashim Mikara. You should have checked yourself out before you come. You know it's a crowded hall here, and once you sit down, stay put, do not move around. So you should have checked yourself out before. So it's your fault. Therefore, true, you have to go to the Beis Akisei now. When you come back, take the back seat, do not walk all the way in and disturb everybody. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav, Loyolam Yul Madar, a person should teach himself, Loyolam Yul Madar the Matzmoy, Lahashkim or Laharif. To get up early in the morning means to go to the Beis Akisei, ease yourself then. Well, however, in the evening, before you go to sleep, also to ease yourself. Kadesh lo yisrachik. You should not be far away from the Beis Akisei. But Rashi says, if you have to find the Beis Akisei by daytime, in the olden times it wasn't in the house like we have today, you had to go out in the field and find a place. So, tzorach yisrachik min aderach. Kadesh lo yachirim rein, I say. By daytime it was hard to find a private, a place to ease yourself. You had to go away from the derech and find a private place. It wasn't so easy. So you gave an eight, if you want to save yourself time, make sure you do it early in the morning when nobody's in the roads yet, or do it late at night when nobody will see you. What he meant to say is be a chochem and know when to ease yourself. So therefore also, before you go into the drasha, you should take care of yourself. But Amar Rava, for Idna today, the chol shalom, everybody's very weak. It's not your fault anymore. We don't know how to check ourselves so much. The drasha could be 2 or 3 hours, and the middle it could be, it's not your fault, you have to go. So you're allowed to leave to go to the Beis Akisei, and then you come back in, you're allowed to find your place. Reb Lezer, Reb Sodek, Oimer, after Beis HaMishta, Oisim, Oisim, Snif, like we learned before, that even by Beis HaMishta, Chasna also, we put the children of the Talmid Chachamim all the way up by the head table, not in the back by the children's table. Omar Rova, only when the father is still alive, and also only if the father is there in front of the father. Then it's like giving cover to the father. But if the father cannot attend, he's only sending his son, then we do not put his son all the way up on the top table. Then the son goes in the back table. Omer Reb Yechnon, the Yemei Reb Shimon Gamliel Mishtus Mishnezu. This brisa that we just learned, they say that what kind of comfort do we give to a Nosi, to an Av Bezdin, and to the Talmud Chacham, Reb Shimon Gamliel made it up. He was the one who was Mechadashit. What was the Maisa? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Nasi, he was the Nasi, he was the head. Reb Meir Chochem, Stamatam Chochem then, and Reb Nasi was the Yad Bezdin. Now what happened was at the beginning, before Reb Shimon made this takono, was Kihavi Reb Shimon Gamliel Hossam, when Reb Shimon Gamliel used to walk into the yeshiva, Havi Kaima Kuliyama Makameh, everybody stood up for him, gave him covet. Then Kihavi Ayer Reb Meir, for Reb Nosim, when they would come in, the same thing, Havi Kaima Kuliyama Makamayu, everybody would give them the same type of respect we gave the Nasi. They would all stand up for them. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Reb Shimon Gamliel, doesn't have to be some type of a difference between me and you. I'm a higher position than you. It's not nice to give the same covet. So I don't know if he meant it as Balgaiva. He meant it Yikir Adin. There's a certain covet HaTorah you have to give. If I have the position of a Nasi, I deserve to have more covet than than Rabbi Meir, than Rabbi Nosin. So I have to make some type of takana. Therefore now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made this takana. Tikein Homas Nisa. He's Masakin, this Brisa, that everybody has to stand up for the Nasi. By Av Bezdin, only two rows stand up. And by the Tam Chochem, only one each quasi passes by, each one stands up. Now, who Yom at that day when it happened, when he made a Takono, Lehevei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Nos Nosim. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Nosim was not in the yeshiva that day. So they did not realize Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made such a Takono. So what happened? The next day, Lamocha, tomorrow, the next day, he also, when Rabbi Meir walked into the base of Medrash, he noticed the way people, the whole world, did not stand up for him anymore. Only two rows, or he was only Tam Chochem. Only one person, each person stood up for him, but not those people together. So, because they used to do. Amri said, "My high." The man said, "What's going on here? How come nobody's standing up? Not everybody standing up for me." Amru Luz, they said to him, "Listen, you weren't here yesterday. This was a special takana Shimon Gamliel made." So Amalei Reb Meir, Reb Nosim, Meir said to Reb Nosim, he didn't like this so much, Reb Meir. Not sure exactly why, but Amalei Reb Meir, Reb Nosim, I'm the Talmud Chochem. The Yatav Bezdin, you're the Yatav Bezdin, you're even greater than me. Let's like overthrow Reb Shimon Gamliel, let's take over. Naskin Nusa, Kiludidan, my never. Let's think over what should we do. What should we do between me and you? Let's have some way to get rid of this Reb Shimon Gamliel, and we'll take over. Yeah. So like this. I'm not sure why. Vice says he didn't like this takanam, but they said this. Name Malay. They made up like this. Let's serve Reb Shimon Gamliel tomorrow. Goli Uksin. Please teach us Uksin. We want to learn Masech Uksin. We didn't learn Masech Uksin in a long time. You're the Rosh Hashiva. You're the Nasi. So teach us Masech Uksin. And they knew the Leslie. They knew that Hashem Gamliel does not know say the Uksin, this Mishnah's Uksin. He doesn't know it. So what's going to happen? The Chivon Dlagomer, since tomorrow, when he's not going to be able to teach it to us, we'll tell him back like this. Namely, we'll tell him, listen, the Pasuk says, Mi Yamalag Rosh Hashem Yashmir Kolti Losai. Meaning, Lemi No Lamalag Rosh Hashem, who is fit like to be the Rosh Hashiva, the one to teach everybody, to teach us the words of Hashem, Mi Shiyok Lashmir Kolti Losai. Somebody that can learn everything. And if you don't know Masech Tuksin, you're not fit and not real. We'll overthrow him. We'll get him out. No more Nasi. And what will be then? There'll be no Avdez. The mayor said, listen, then I'll become the Avdezin and the Av Nasi. You Rav Nasi, you'll become the Nasi. A tremendous plan. They didn't like what Rav Shimon Gamliel did. So they made up this Eitzah between them. They'll overthrow Rav Shimon Gamliel. What happened was Shamino Rav Yaakov Ben Karshi. Rabbi Yaakov Kash, another person was there. Omri said, when he heard what they were talking about, he said, Oyvei, Dilmo Chas Fisholo Masri Milso De Kisufa, it's not nice to embarrass the Nasi. They're going to tell the Nasi tomorrow to learn Masech Tuksin, and he doesn't know, it'll be a terrible embarrassment. So what happened was, Ozal Rabbi Yaakov went, Yosef Achurei Alisa Veshem Gamliel. He sat in the back of the private study, upstairs, I mean the private study of Hashem Gamliel. Poshat, he spread out there. Goras, he started to learn it loud, Masech Tuksin. Vitono, Vigoras, Vitoni. Did it once, twice. He learned very strongly, very loudly. He went through, in other words, as if to teach Hashem Gamliel tonight, Mishnah Tuksin. Omar, so Hashem Gamliel said, Mai de Kamoy, what's going on here? Like he heard in learning there, he didn't know what's going on. So he understood, Dilma Chas Fisholo Mikabe Majosha Midi. Maybe something, he thought about this, maybe something happened to Beis Medrash, and they want to do something to me, and like he understood that I better learn good now Masechta Uksin. So he listened very well to this Rabbi Yaakov. is Yoiv Daita Vigirsa. He took this to heart, and he really sat down and learned the whole Masech Luxin. So that was Lamocha, the next day, Omrulei, the mayor came in proud. Nasi Marv Nisli Luxin, listen, Rabbi, please teach us Luxin. We didn't learn Luxin a long time. So good, the Rabbi Reb Shingle says, very good, I'll teach it to you. Posach V'yomar, he got up and he started to teach them the whole Masech Luxin. But Boss of Yukim, after the Shir, so Omalu, Reb Shimon Leo said back to them, listen, Eloi Gaminu, if I didn't learn it last night, let this Rabbi Yaakov didn't teach it to me, Kisav Tinun, you would have embarrassed me. If so, Pokid the Yavkininu of Emma Joshua, I give you a slip that you're excused from here on, from the base of Medrash, you're thrown out, Kitzah. No more, we throw you out of Yeshiva. They got the boot, Kitzah. He threw out Reb Meir and Reb Nosin, no more in my Yeshiva. So that was okay, they accepted, they walked outside, but they didn't go too far, they just stayed outside, they took their chairs outside. They brought the folding chairs outside. Kasvik Yushiyusu Bepitka. So from outside, they used to write down the kashas they had, all the questions they had when they were learning, they would write down in a letter. They showed us them, they would throw it in, like take the what's called the arrow, their plane, throw it inside. So they have a showed us them, like that much, you didn't throw them out that far. So they have a mifrika mifrika, whatever Shem Gamil could answer, very good was answered. But they had a mifrika, but they could not be answered inside. So from outside, they sent them the answer also. Kasvi piruka. They wrote down the answer on their airplane. They showed them and flew it back in. Amul Rav Yosef, Yosef said, what's going on here? The Tamidim inside Yeshiva said, listen, what's going on here? Torah Mibachut. Our learning is from outside. And beyond them, we're the inside. What's going on here? It's showing it's time ready to let him come in already. That's a bad punishment to throw him out. We need him here. Oh, Malahan Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, now Linu, I'll give him permission to come back in again. Okay, the tension's over. Miyul, Nick, you have to make some type of a kenas. He deserves some punishment. So make a kenas here. To name Rushmaito Mishmayu. That nobody should say over Loch in your name. Therefore, Asikul Rabbi Meir Acherim. Therefore, Rabbi Meir has a name now, Acherim. A lot of times in Gemara we have Acherim Oimrim means Rabbi Meir. This was the takana of Shimon Gamliel made, even though I'm letting you back in, but you deserve some punishment. So the punishment is they're not going to say over in your name. They're going to say over Acherim. And Ulu Rabbi Nosin, Yesh Oimrim. Amal the Gemara says, Yesh Oimrim, that's Rabbi Nosin. What happened was, good, that was the takana. Ach Vulei Bechamayu, Zil Paisiyu. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nosin both had a dream that night that they should go and be Mephias, appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Nosin Ozel, he heard, he had his dream, he went, he listened to the dream, and he went to appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Meir was strong, loyal, so he didn't go. Omri said, Divrei Chaloimus Lemalav Lemeridim. Femnish can't cop, but dreams is a dream, that's all. Doesn't mean anything, a dream doesn't mean anything. You know, the Gemara of Baruchah says there are three types of dreams. There's one really type of a Nevuah, and one is just Stam telling him in the Shemayim. But there's a third type that's just Stam Shtus. Doesn't mean anything. Shemaya, I don't know why, but he thought this dream was just Shtus. I don't listen to this dream. I'm not going to go and be the Vaisim. So that one was Rav Nosson went though. Kiyoz Rav Nosson, when Rav Nosson went, Omale Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shimon said to him like this. Nihi da'ana l'cho kamra. Ti'ovot l'mevi yavezdin, like the shirt of your father, gave you this protection, that you became the Avezin. I don't know if it was a rank out or not, as if to say, you yourself don't even deserve to be an Avezin. You only got this position because your father was so great. So, Shavino Nami Nosi, like what kind of chutzpah is this that you want to overthrow me and you would become the Nosi? Is that something nice to do? Like he gave it back to him. But for some, he was accepted the peers that went to fight him, and he accepted him. Now, Mastinle Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Bray, Rebbe learned to Rabbi Shimon his son, that Acherim Oimrim, Acherim Mini Rameya says, Ilu Hoya Tamura, Loi Hoya Kara. This is a shout in the Gemara. Bechoros Hashem, you learn that when someone brings a Bechor, the tenth animal is the Korban Maisa. Let's say by mistake you called the ninth one tenth, it asks Kedusha the tenth, the eleventh, the tenth, all three is Kodesh. The Shaila, could you make a Tamura there or not? He says, no, you cannot make the 11th one a Tamura, because Elo Hoya Tamura, if you would have made it a Tamura, you cannot bring it. The kids, Rabbi learned it, B'Shem Acherim Oimrim. Others say, not Rabbi Meir himself. All my light, so Rabbi Shimon, the son, said back to Rabbi, Mihaim Halolu, who are these people? What are you just calling them Acherim for others? Who are these others? Shemei Meir Manushresim were drinking from their water, fish. Moshmoisim. Ain't on the maskim. We don't mention the names. What's going on here? Homolei, the Rebbe said back, listen, B'nayog, this was Rameya, that Shedik Shulaka Kvoitcha. He wanted to throw away the cover of your father, Shimon Gamliel, who Kvoit Beis Avicha. He did something wrong, Rameya. And therefore, there was a takana back, not to mention his name, but just to say Acherim Omrim. Omalei, so the son said back to Rebbe, what's going on in the post? Says, Gam Avosom, Gam Simosom, Gam Chinosom, Kvarov, it was lost already. It's like, what happened? Let's be Meichelim already. What do you keep on acting this way for? Omalei said back to him, no, there's a post in Tilum that says, Hoyev Tamu, true, the enemy ended, died already, but Chorovois Lenetzach, but Chorovois, the sword, are still here. In other words, the damage that he did could always be here. So we have to make this takono that other people should learn out. Not to give disrespect to the Nasi, you always have to be of covered to a Talmud Chacham. Oh, my lady, but he said, listen, the son still said that. Hani mili heichad hani masayu. That's only with the bad thoughts they wanted, it would have happened. But if Rameya would have, he wanted to throw out from Shimon Gamliel.
Stuff. Yud Gimel of a base, we're on 10 lines down by the two dots. Mura says again, Varogel b'yayim b'shemin, if somebody is used to drinking wine and smelling psamin, these are things that bring back your learning. So Mura says, Mesaile l'rov, the Zeraya proof to Rova, the Yomar Rova, the Rova said upon himself, that Cham Rova Rechni Pichim, the fact that he liked to drink wine, the fact that he smelled the senses, that made me wise. Then it says that Tevelets Boba Melech, somebody dips his fingers into salt, meaning and eats it, this also restores your learning. So Mura says Amr Ashlokas, Ashlokas said, Uveyachas, he has to dip like only one finger into the salt. So Mura says, Ketanoi, there's a machlokas tanoyim. Rav Yudha said, Achas Veloishtain, when does it restore your learning? Only if you dip one finger and not two. However, Rav Yasi says, Shtayim Veloisholish, dipping two fingers is good, but not three. And the Gemara says, V'simnoch is kemitza. To remember this is machlokes, whether one or whether two. Look at kemitza. Now, kemitza means the finger next to your pinky. So if you fold in the finger next to your pinky, what's sticking out? Your pinky is on one side, that's one. And the other two sides is the longest and the index, that's two. So kiss, that's the simon to remember, one and two. Now the Gemara says, Asara dvorim karshim lelimud. There are 10 things that are harmful to learning. One is oive tachas ha'afsar hagomel. If one passes beneath the halter of a camel. Now the afsar, that's what they used to use to lead an animal. Like there's a long rope, so somebody walks underneath this, it's harmful for the learning. And v'kol shchein tachas gomel atzma, for sure, somebody goes underneath the camel itself, for sure it's harmful for the learning. Now, v'oiver ben gemalim, somebody passes between two camels, v'oiver ben shtei noshim, if one passes between two women, v'yoisho ha'iveres ben shnei anoshim, and if a woman passes between two men. Now, the fifth is, v'oiver mitachas reyach ra shenevela, if somebody passes by and smells the bad smell of a nevela, the carcass of an animal, v'oiver tachas ha'gesher shloi ovru tacht of mayim avoyim yoyim, if one passes underneath the bridge, that no water passed under this for 40 days. And the seventh thing is, Vo'ichel pas shaloi bosh shaloi bishlu kortzorkoi. Somebody eats bread that was not completely cooked. And the eighth is, Vo'ichel bosa mizuama listerin. If one eats meat from the grease spoon, there's the spoon they used to use to stir up the pot with. Kiss, it is the spoon that used to use to clean off the grease of the pots. It's called the listerine. So if you eat this, use this like a spoon to eat the meat with, or eat the meat on it, this is kosher. And the ninth is v'hashoisa me'amas amayim ho'averz v'veis akvoros. Somebody drinks from a stream of water that runs through a cemetery. And ten is v'yamistaka b'fnei ames. Somebody stares at the face of a mace. That's kosher for your learning. For Yeshurim, some say, it's also harmful for your learning if one reads the writing on a grave or on a tombstone. Now, Tana Rabbanim looked in a brace like this. When the Nasi enters into the Beis Medrash, is all the people are supposed to stand to give him respect. And as Bryce is teaching us what it means to give respect to the Nasi. And they're not supposed to sit down until he says to them, sit. What's going to be when the Av Bezdin comes into the Beis Medrash? The Talmidim there should make from one row here, v'shurachas mekan, and make a parallel row from there. Ad sheyeshivim kamei, and they remain standing. Ad sheyeshivim kamei, they remain standing until he passes through the row and sits in his place. Like when he comes in, makes two rows that he could walk in between you, that's giving him covered, and stand there until he sits down. Kishachochem nichnas, what's going to be when a Talmachochem comes in? Pasha means somebody special, this Chochem, or else every Chochem got Lador. When he comes in, it's Echad Oymed V'Echad Yoshev Ad Sheyeshev M'Kaymai. One Talmud should stand, and one Talmud sits until the Talmud Chochem comes into a sits in his place. Pasha means to say, when the Chochem comes in, when he comes within your Dal Ramis, that's when you have to stand, and you have to stay standing until he sits in his place. B'nei Chachom V'Talmud Chochem. What's going to be the sons of the Chochem and the Talmid Chochemim, the Talmidim of the Chochemim? So, Bishman Shirabim Tzrichalhem, when the public needs them, Mavsi and Arosh Yom, they're allowed to like tread, go over even the heads of the people to perform what they're supposed to. In other words, the Talmidim used to be sitting on the floor, and he's able like this. He was allowed to step over the heads to go out of the Beis Medrash to take care of his needs. What's going to be Yotz L'Tzarech? Let's say this Chochom left the Beis Medrash. The Tzarech was, he has to go to the Beis Kisei. Again, this goes in the Talmud Chochom. So when he comes back and he has to go to the Beis Kisei, Yikonis V'eshem Mekoymoi. He's allowed to come in again and sit in his place. As even though now he's still stepping over the heads, it's not that important, but since he had the right to go out that way, he has the right to come in this way also. B'nei Talmid Chochomim, what about the children of a Talmid Chochom, Shemamunim Avihem Parnes HaLetzibur, where the father was appointed to be like a leader over the Tzibur. So B'zman Shiyesh Lem Das L'Shmoya, when they have enough Das to understand, and they can follow the Shia, they can follow the learning, that B'nei, the children of the Talmid Chochomim, in Nechnosnin V'yesh Nefnei Avihem, they have right to enter the Beis Medrash and sit right in front of the father. V'yachareim kalpiyom, and their backs face to the people. But v'zman shein lem das l'shmoya, they're that young, they don't have enough das to understand. Then nechnosnu v'yoshnu f'nei aviyim, they have right to enter and to sit down in front of the father. U'pneim kalpiyom, and they have to face towards the people. Because they have their face, the backs of the people, they'll be like a bizoyin to the yam. Therefore they have to sit facing the people. Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik says, after Beis HaMishta, Oysa Noisim Snifim, even at a wedding like feast, we make for them, the snif was like an attachment, like we attach them to their fathers, as we make a seat for them to sit next to their father. Now, what we just say before, that Yotza Litzorich, if he goes out for his own sake, goes out to the basic Kisei, Nichnas V'eshev M'Kaymoi, he has the right to re-enter and sit in his place. Omarav Papa says, Loi Omru, this is only said El Lektanin. When do we say that he has the right to re-enter the same way he left? We went out for Ketanin, means to urinate. That's a thing you have to do throughout the day. It happens because it happens. So therefore he has the right to come back in also. Avol Gedolim, but he has to leave himself, let out the waste like the Gedolim. Then he should have checked himself early in the day before he came into the Beis Medrash, and therefore he doesn't have right time to walk back in again over the people, because the Amar Rav Yudam Rav says, a person should always like check himself, teach himself to rise early and to await in the evening. Meaning he should get used to going to the Beis Kisei early and then late at night, but not have to go in the middle of the day. Kadesh la yisrachek. You won't have to go away from other people, like the middle of the day amongst other people. Zerosas tamachochem, like you should have checked himself before he came to the Beis Medrash and not have to go for Gedolim in the middle of the Beis Medrash. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava says, Ha'idna, but nowadays, to Chol Shalma, that everybody became weak, It's also normal to have to leave the Beis Medrash even to let out Gedolim. If the body became weak, it's not enough just to check in the morning or at night. It happens by daytime also. Now the Gemara explains the last part of the Braisa, that Rebbe Elazar of Tzadik Leimer, his memory was, after Beis HaMishti, even by a wedding, Oisim Oisas Nifim, we also make like an attachment to the Gadol, to the Chacham, that his children also sit next to him by the Chasna. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says, it means B'chai Yevim, only during the lifetime of the father, the Chacham, and also only B'fnei Yevim, only in front of the father. But not in front of the father, we would not let him sit up there, we would not give them a Chashav a seat. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechonin, Yechonin says that Bimei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Nishnis Mishnezu. Is this halacha, this braisa that we're talking about, that when a nasi comes in, how you have to stand up for him? So Yechonin is telling us that this braisa was learned in the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel nasi. At that time, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was a nasi, and the Rabbi Meir Chacham. Rabbi Meir was vice of the greatest Talmid Chacham then of a generation. So Rabbi Nosson was the Yav Bezdin then. Now what happened there in the Beis Medrash? That he had the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hossam. When Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would come into the Beis Medrash, have a Kaima Kuliyama Makamei. Everyone there would stand up before him. Ki Rabbi Eiler, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson. When Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nosson would come in, again, Rabbi Meir was the big Talmid Chacham then, and Rabbi Nosson was the Yav Bezdin. When they came in, also everyone stood up before them, just as by the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, the Nasi said, meaning he said it to himself like, shouldn't there be like some distinction between the honor they're giving me and the honor they're giving them? Like he was the Nasi deserves more covered than the Talmid Chacham. So the Gemara says, Takin Hormas Nisan. At that time, they instituted the law of this Braisa, that what it says that the Nasi gets more covered, more honor than the Bezdin and the Chachamim. But that was the Braisa before, that when the Nasi comes in, everybody has to stand up for him, and they can't sit down until he tells them to sit. So Gemara says, Who Yoim at that day, when Shimon Gamliel made this new halacha, how you have to stand up, your special covered for the Nasi, and not so much covered to the Yav Bezin and to the Chacham, is Lo Hevi Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Meir, the Tipi Talmid Chacham, and Rabbi Nosson, the Yav Bezin was not there. Lamacha, the next day, Kiyosim, when they came into the Beis HaMedrash, Chaza, they noticed, they saw him, to Lo Komi Mikamaya B'Devgilu Milsa, they did not stand up for them the way they used to. They gave them less cover than they used to. His armors, and they both said to themselves, like, Mahe, what's going on here? How come the Elam is not standing up for us the way they used to? His Amrulu, so the Tamidim told him, that Hachi Tikin, this was at the corner, Shimon Galil made, that we have to stand up special for the Nasi, and for you two, we don't stand up that much, a little bit less. Is Omalei Rabbi Meir the Rav Nosson, so Rabbi Meir was a little insulted, and he said to Rav Nosson, Ano Chochem, I'm the big Talmid Chochem here. V'yat Av Bezdin, you're the Bezdin. Is Nisakin Milso Kila Didon. Let's do something against him, just like he did to us. So Farshim explained, not that the Pshat had real kina, but the Pshat was they felt that it wasn't right what he did to by diminishing their covered. But rather, what he should have done is maybe added some extra cover to himself. That, yes, he's the Nasi, he deserves to have more covered. But maybe he should have done is added more covered to himself, but not take away from them. So that bothered them a little bit. And therefore they said, let's do something that this shouldn't happen. And therefore what they do, my nevertheless, what can we do to him? Is Neymalay, in other words, they want to get Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to be the to be thrown out from the Indian Nasi. They wanted to take him out. So what did they do? So my never, what can we do to him? Is Neymalay Gali Uksin de Leslay. Let's tell him that we want to learn now, you should explain to us Mesecht Uksin. Because we know that he didn't know it fully. He wasn't mastered in it. The less lay, he didn't have it so clear. Vechivin de legomar, once he won't be able to teach it to us, his namele will be able to tell to him, listen, the Pasuk says, Mi yamal el gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tilosay. Like, who is the one to give the praises of Hashem? Only one who could praise, give him all his praises. Is lemi no lamal gvuras Hashem? Who is fitting, like, to say out the praises of Hashem? Mishiyochol le'ashmiya kol tilosoi. Somebody could declare all his praise. Meaning to say, you have to know everything. And you don't know Masech Luxin, so you're not fit to be the Nasi. So that's what happens in Avrei, with this argument by Stais, that they remove Shimon Gamliel from being the Nasi. At least now, but this is what Ramey said, like, let's remove him. And therefore will be is, V'yano Ramey saying upon himself, V'yano, I'll become the Abbez, and I'll take over Reb Nosson's place. V'yat, and you're Reb Nosson, you become the Nasi. Even though Ramey was the big Tamach Chochem, he was greater than Reb Nosson. The vice versa, Reb Nosson, he was from the Zerah of Zavid. So therefore he was fit to be the Nasi. So this is the plan, how to take away Reb Shimon Gamliel, and they'll become the Nasi and the Abbez. Mara says, now what happened when they tried to do this? Shaminu Reb Yaakov ben Kashi. So Reb Yaakov ben Kashi, vice overheard what Reb Nosson and Reb Meir wanted to do. Izoma, he said to himself, Reb Yaakov ben Kashi said to himself, Dilma chas v'sholom asyim musa de kisufa. Maybe the chas v'sholom, this will come to embarrass Reb Shimon, to embarrass the Nosson. That's terrible. Is therefore what Reb Yaakov do? Ozal Yosef Achure Elisoim to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Therefore he went and sat behind Reb Shimon Gamliel's upper chamber. So again, what did Reb Yaakov do up there? Poshat is Goras Vitona, Goras Vitona. Poshat means he started to learn by Stoys Mesech Tulksin at loud. And he learned it over and over again. And vice versa, Reb Shimon Gamliel was listening, was able to hear it. So Omas, Reb Shimon Gamliel said to himself, Mai de kamoi, like what's going on here? Like how come somebody's learning Masech Tuksin in front of me? So he understood something's going on. Dilma chas v'sholem ika be medrosh midi. Maybe something misfortune is happening against, like in the base of Medrash. So Yoiv Daita, he put his mind to it, vice toys, and he found out the plot, he understood something's going on, and therefore the Garsi put his mind to it, and he learned very stark the Masech Tuksin. It went over and over again. Lamoch, on the following day, when he came to the Beis Medrash, and Pashtetzach Reb Meir and Reb Nosson came there to try and ask him about Masech Tuksin. Is Lamoch Romalei? So Reb Meir and Reb Nosson said to him, Neisima v'nisni b'uksin. Let the master sit down and teach us Masech Tuksin. Is Poslach V'yomash and Mashim Magalil was able to sit down and Mamish teach them clear Masech Tuksin. So the plot of Reb Meir and Reb Nosson was in Miskayim. Bosa the Yoikim Amalu. After he finished, he said to them, "He should know that Eloi Gamirno. If I didn't take a learn Masech Tuksin, Yisokav Sisnan, you would have embarrassed me." So what did Shimon Gamliel do? He was the Nosi. Is Parkat the Avkinu Levei Medrasha? He gave instructions by Sais that Reb Meir and Reb Nosson should be expelled from the base of Medrash. So kids, it was the Miskayim, their plot. Now the Gemara says, what happened when Reb Meir and Reb Nosson was like expelled from the base of Medrash, they were outside. So Gemara says, Avi Kasvi Kushiyose. From outside, he used to write down the questions, the Pisco, on a tablet, on a sheet. Vishodah also, and they throw it inside the base of Medrash. So there'll be Mifrikai Mifrik. Any question that they're able to answer inside, very good, they answered it. But Lehevi Mifrikai, any question that they cannot answer inside, so you know what they did, Reb Meir Reb Nosson. Kosvo Perukai, they wrote the answer down on the tablet, and Vishodah, they threw it inside. As if to say, like, you know, you need us. We're big time chachamim. So that one was Almaluhu Reb Yosi. So eventually Reb Yosi said to the Tamidim there, "What's going on here? Torah mivachutz, our Torah is outside, and we're inside. Like, how come we let Reb Meir and Nosson stay outside? We need them." Is Almaluhen Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Shimon Gamliel said to them, "Now as wife says, they went to complain to Reb Shimon Gamliel. We have to let Reb Meir come back into the base of Medrash and Reb Nosson." Shamuel said, "Enechanami nalinu, let them amaskim shalat and come back into the base medrash." But miu niknesinu, have to put some kenas upon them, penalize them now that the leinem rushmaitim shmayu. We should not say of any halachas that they say in their own names. We have to give them like a nickname. And asikul Reb Meir, instead of saying Reb Meir, they said Acherim other say. Sometimes they have Acherim Oimrim. That means Rabbi Meir. And Ula Rab Nosson, from Nosson's name, they said Yeshemrim. As if to say Yeshemrim, but not to use his name. That was the Kanaf of Shlomo Gamliel still put upon them, that they wanted a plot to throw him out. Moses says now, Achvulei Bechamayu. And like when Hashemayim, they showed Ramei and Rab Nosson in a dream the following message. That said, Zilu Paisul Rav Shimon Gamliel. You should go and appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. That was the dream that they have, like the Minas Shemayim, they're telling them, go and appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Nosson knows, Rav Nosson went to appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, Rav Meir lo yozer, Rav Meir didn't want to go. Omar, Divrei Chaloimis Lemalim Lemeridim. Rav Meir wasn't nispoil from the dream, and he said, things that you hear and see in the dream are meaningless. And therefore, Rav Meir did not want to go. So the Ma'aseh was, Rav Nosson did go though. Ki yozu Rav Nosson, when Rav Nosson went to peace to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said to him, Nihi diahani loch, kamro diavuch, lemeve yavbezdin, like granted that your father's expression, like belted, like his golden belt, like the chshivas of your father, he helped you to become avbezdin, shavinu nami nosi, but you think that's enough to point you to be a Nasi. That's what he said to him, like, what chutzpah do you have that you wanted to become the Nasi? Now the Gemara shows how it was implying this knaf against Rav Meir that they called him Acherim. What was the Ma'aseh? That Masni Lei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Brei. Rebbe taught a Mishnah to his son Rebbe Shimon and said like this, Acherim Oimrim, others say, meaning Rav Meir, Ilu Hayu Tumura, if there